And one of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see KC. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Staggs Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Staggs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 5076. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my
business. Hallelujah. First give it honor to Jesus, which is the head of the great body of believers tonight. Praise the Lord. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to our final, praise the Lord. I am married to Bishop, praise the Lord. Bishop Albert Marbury, come on. Give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to the woman, praise the Lord, that been by his side, praise the Lord. Encourages him all the way, praise the Lord. Ever since it started, praise the Lord, she's been by his side, praise the Lord.
I know,
our co-founder and pastor, praise the Lord, Pastor Annie Marbury, come on, give her a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Give it honor to the prophetess, give it honor to the missionary, the mothers, praise the Lord, the deacon, the deaconess, praise the Lord. Give it honor to my wife, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give it honor to the musician. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this wonderful choir tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Singing, yeah.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let this
hallelujah
come down.
And at this time, praise the Lord. Everybody standing, if you can, praise the Lord. Give me great pleasure tonight. Praise the Lord. To introduce our speaker, praise the Lord, tonight. Truly, praise the Lord. He's a man of God, praise the Lord, that the God is using him for this last day move of God, praise the Lord. Thank God, praise the Lord, for the anointing that's on this man of God, praise the Lord. Put your hand together, praise the Lord. I want to present this son, introduce the other, praise the Lord. Ella Vince McKinley, praise the Lord. Give him a hand clap of praise as he comes forward.
Yes, Caesar. Amen. Let us give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Come on, everyone, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Because he's the Lord my God. And I show him honor through my praise. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He deserves better than that. He's my God. And I will yet praise him. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. I give honor unto him, my Lord, my Savior. Amen. Everyone, amen, respectively, amen, we thank God for you. God bless you. Amen. And I am happy to be here. I am happy to be here. The Bible says how good and how pleasant it is for we all to dwell together in unity. So we come together to give God the praise that he deserves. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Jesus. Amen. You may have your seats. Amen. And quench not the spirit. Yes, Lord. The Bible began to say, quench not the spirit. You don't want to quench your blessing that the Lord has for you. God says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. But when you quench the spirit of God, don't quench the spirit of God. Bless you, Jesus. You open yourself unto the Lord will pour out into you. He's not a man that he should lie, nor but the son of man that he should have to repent. He is a sinless God. He's the God that I serve, and I trust him. Do you trust him? Do you trust him for the word? Because God does have a word for you. Yes, Jesus. You know, it doesn't take a whole crowd of or a football stadium of fans to cheer me on, amen, into believing what God has for me. David danced out of his clothes. David encouraged himself. We've got to be a people to be able to encourage ourselves. Because the pastor will be around 24 hours a day around you. That's why when you walk into these doors, giving him a praise, and into his courts giving him praise, and his gates giving him thanks, you open yourself unto the Lord that he may pour into your soul. Do you believe he can do that? I know you do. That's why you're here. You didn't come to spectate, but you came to learn. You came to hear what the Lord has for you. Yes, God. We thank God for everyone. Amen. I give honor. Amen. God bless you. Pastor, amen. Bless you. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The Lord has a word, amen. The Lord spoke unto me Tuesday. And he gave me a word, amen, for the body. Yes, Lord. How many know that the Lord is always on time? He sees when you don't see. He sees everything and knows everything. So there's really nothing that you can hide from the Lord. That's why it's good just to come open. Because he can see straight through. That's the God I serve. And I fear him. Bless you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Amen. In your Bibles, amen, go to the book of Philippians. Put your hand in the book of Romans. And your hand into 2 Corinthians. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Philippians. Amen. The third chapter. Romans, the first chapter. 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, saints, but it's the word that excites me. When I see you all, I get excited. See, because I know that we can relate. It's something that the world cannot understand. But when we come together, amen, as one, amen, that it's exciting unto me and it's encouraging to me. Yes, Jesus. Because I know if I can't prosper in a battle that I'm in, I know I can depend on my brother and my sisters, amen, to help me fight. I need you, and you do need me. I do need you, and you do need me. Amen. Philippians, amen. The third chapter, when you have it, say amen. Bless you, God. Amen. We're going to go to the 13th verse. Yes, God. The Bible says, brethren, this is Paul speaking, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Romans, the first chapter, the first verse, and we're going to skip. Romans, the first chapter and the first verse. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. 16th verse. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Yes, God. The 7th verse. The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, God, for your word, Jesus. God, every word, God, that I will speak tonight, God, you have given it to me already, God. And God, as I obey your word, God, let the people, amen, yield and obey them, obey your word also, God. And open themselves unto you, God, that you may pour out into them. And we bind and rebuke the devil. The devil is a liar. And we kick him out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, let's act like we're joyful. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Come on, act like you mean it. Come on, give it to him, because he didn't have to give you himself. So why don't you act like you're happy for him? Because he didn't have to endure the cross. Because the cross was for you and me and them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Children, give the Lord a praise. Come on, people of God. I give it to him because he's worthy. Because he's worthy. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. The Lord spoke unto me. And the Lord spoke unto me Tuesday. Tuesday evening. The Lord began to say, walk by faith. Live by faith. Forgetting those things which are behind, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. He said, walk by faith. Live by faith. Press your way. Because the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. But when you press, when you sacrifice, when you press your way, when you take a step towards the Lord, God said he's going to take two towards you. But you got to learn how to press your way. You got to learn how to press your way into the sanctuary that God may speak and that you may hear the word of the Lord, that you may learn how to live by faith, that you may learn how to walk by faith, that you may learn how to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, for the prize of the high calling, which is in God. When you press your way, when you enter into the gates, giving him thanks, and into his courts, giving him praise, you've got to press your way. You've got to learn how to walk this way. You've got to learn how to press towards the mark. That's going to help you. That's going to help your children. That's going to help your family. That's going to help the foes that are against you. That's going to teach you how to walk holy, talk holy. And when you talk holy, you ought to walk holy. And this is where you learn how to walk the way God wants you to walk. In spite of whatever goes on the outside, God said, live by faith. When I speak, live by faith. Walk by faith. Believe the words that I speak. He said, I am God, and beside him, there's no other. But you got to live by faith. You've got to walk. You've got to press your way. Whether you're tired or not, you've got to get into the doors. You've got to get on your knees. You've got to get in the presence of the Lord your God, because he is your God, whether you believe it or not. He is the God of gods, the King of kings, the King, the Lord of lords. When he died for you, you've got to press your way. Live by faith. Walk by faith. Knowing that when God speaks, it shall come to pass. God said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God himself delivered them out of them all, because he is God. And God has the last say-so in all things. He may allow the devil, but as he told Job, touch not his soul, because he is God. In God alone. You want to know how to walk by faith? Enter into the gates giving them thanks. You want to learn how to live by faith? Take heed to the word that's spoken. Study to show yourself approved, that you may be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word. That's how you live by faith. That's how you walk by faith. Open yourself unto the Lord. You're already an open book unto him. He already knows. All he wants you to do is ask, so that he can say, okay, I'm going to let you receive it. Open your mouth unto him. You want to know how to walk? Get on your knees and pray. Talk to the Lord. Sing melodies unto him. Even when you're all alone, give yourself away. Give your body away. Give your mind away. Give your heart to the Lord. He is God. He wants your heart. live by faith, walk therein. I and you and me. That's what God said. Live in him. Let your light so shine before men that men may see your good works that the Lord God has shown you and given you example himself, that you may now become an example. That's how you live by faith. That's how you walk by faith. Don't just talk it, but walk it. Many are the sufferings of the people of God. Many are the sufferings. But all you got to do is open your mouth and ask God. All you got to do is open your mouth. Open yourself. Give yourself away to him. Give it to him. Give your problems to him. He's in the midst of your pain. He's in the midst of your life. Whether you want him there or not, he sees it all. He knows all, because he is God and God alone. He is God. Worship me with the loud sounding cymbals. That's God. Give it to me one time. Worship me with the cymbals. Give it to him. Worship him. That's how you live. That's how you live by faith. Give him the loud sounding cymbal. Give him the harp. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with the voice of triumph. Give God a praise. Give the Lord a praise. That's how you worship. That's how you live by faith. That's how you walk. With your hand, giving God the praise. In the midst of your storm, God said, I'm able. I am able. I am able. God said, he is God. He is God. He is God. The Lord God alone. He said, I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am the beginning and I am the ending. I know your beginning. I know the way you're going to end. I know how you're going to leave this earth. I am God and God alone. I know your life. I know you when you sleep, when you're out, when you're stepping in and out of sin. I see you, but I am God and a faithful God, faithful and merciful enough to forgive you, my people, for all your sin. I died for you. God said, I am God, and besides me can no other, no God, not man, forgive you for your sin. I am God, and besides me, do you know another God? God, do you know another God? Do you know another God? There is but one God, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the righteous, that gave you your talent, that gave you your gift to sing, that gave you your gift to play, that gave you your gift to walk and to talk. An intelligence that gave you your gift. God says that he is God. And besides him, there's no other that can deliver you, that can save you, that can heal you. God is the mighty God, the God of gods. He is the holy and righteous God, the holiest of holies. He is God. Besides God, besides me, there's no other. Alpha, that's the beginning. Omega, that's the end. He said, I am the first and I am the last. I'm the first in your life and I'm going to have the last say-so. The last say-so in your life. It's because of me that you are breathing right now. It's because of me that you're able to blink your eyes another time because of God. It was God that saved your life. It was God that led you in your life. In spite of whatever things happen in your life, God had full control. He sees all and he knows all. Remember, he's a merciful God. He's merciful. He's plenteous in mercy. He's a faithful God. He's the same one that healeth thee. And when he healeth you, you better give him the praise. You better give him the honor. I heard a man say that you better praise him in advance. See, because that's the kind of God we serve. When he said, speak those things, my children, that you don't see yet, as though you already saw it. And it shall be done. But when you open your mouth, I'm going to honor the words that come out of your mouth. You want life? You speak life. You want healing? You speak healing. You want to be faithful to me? You speak thyself faithful. A faithful servant of the Lord your God. You speak yourself into the presence of the Most High God. He's your God. Speak your way into him. He's God. And he sees everything. He knows all. You want to know how to live by faith. You want to know how to walk by faith. Tell you what, forget them things that are behind you. Forget about them. Yesterday is gone. Now you are to press towards the mark. Press towards the mark for that prize of the high calling. Because that prize is a high calling. How many want to learn how to live by faith? You want to learn how to live by faith? You want to learn how to walk? You want to learn how to be faithful? Will you show yourself unto the Lord? You come unto the Lord. God said, repent. And he said, you shall receive. Repent for your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you got to repent. You got to be godly sorry for the things that we have done, which is of sin. And God said he's faithful and just to forgive us. And that's the first step into receiving what belongs to me. Because he died for me. And he said, if he don't die, the promise cannot come. The Holy Ghost. Live by faith. Walk by faith. For those who want to learn, walk down this aisle. God said he's married to the backsliders. He died for you and me. He said it is impossible for man to once have known me and then reject me, then deny me, then say he never known me. It's impossible. He's God, the creator of all things. He knows sickness. He knows health that's not good. He sees it all. And God has a hand where he said his hand is not so shortened where he can't reach down and even heal you. Heal you. Some of y'all need a healing. Not only in the flesh, but in the spirit. Some. See, because God knows all. And he sees it. All he wants you to do is show yourself unto him. You want to be faithful again? Come unto the Lord. Because he's your healer. He's your God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands, everybody.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today.